opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, 1460 is back. I don't want to go into this, but it's one of those things that, believe it or not, after 14 years, we found out there is another box on the wall that may be a problem down at the transmitter site. Yeah, don't be looking at me in disbelief. You're the one that found it there, my friend. Not you, Trish.
Pat.
He's the one that found it and went to it was a magnificent work there. So we have an engineer coming in this week from Sacramento. There's only one in California, of course. One engineer that can work on this stuff.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
All
just one. And no offense to Dale because he's really, really good. But Dale's wanting to retire.
Yeah.
I said, Dale, you need to train somebody because once you leave.
You know, that's a whole topic for a show about all kinds of things that are out there that nobody's training to do.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's the 13th of April right here in, it's all over the United States. 7:06 in the morning. Okay, look.
Okay, it's 45 degrees in downtown Reddy. We're looking for a high today.
Rescue me.
And a low this evening of 43. We're going to have some high gusts of wind up to 20 miles an hour, but it's going to be clear and sunny and a good day all in all. On Friday, sunny with a high near 70, northwest wind 6 to 8 miles an hour. And on Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 47. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 71, light and variable winds, real nice day. Evening going down to about 48 on Sunday. Sunday, we're going to have mostly sunny with a high near 70. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m. and partly cloudy with a low around 47. On Monday, a chance of showers after 11, partly sunny, a high near 62, and a low around 40. And on Tuesday, a chance of showers and kind of continuing into next week, so we might get a little more moisture.
More rain.
But we're
having a whole week of sunshine, which dries out the arenas and dries out the turnout areas and...
Yeah.
You know, no, Odina the Wonder Horse collapses out in the sun, just lays there.
But you know, if we get some more showers all the way through
it's
April,
okay.
That's okay.
It's okay. No,
April
okay.
Showers bring May flowers. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Something else I learned this morning. Christina has come to work for us, of course,
yes.
and Ukrainian. And so she said, do you need to, because she's filling out paperwork, and she says, do you need to see any, you know, my documents and anything? And I just said, would I have heard of where you were born? And she said, Philadelphia. And I went, I said, you're from Philadelphia. She was born in Philadelphia, and hop on here, hon. You were born in Philadelphia, but then your family went back to Ukraine.
Yes, they moved back when I was, like, around 4 years old. I was a kid.
Okay, so are you an American citizen?
Yes, I am.
Well, there you go.
See?
I'm Ukrainian.
Well, of course.
Well, of course. That's where you've been born and raised. I mean, that's where we were raised.
But you'll come back. You'll come back on our side, too.
I don't know.
Would I have heard of where you were born? Philadelphia. And I thought, you know, there's that instant in your head when you go, there's a Philadelphia, Ukraine? You know, I thought, anyway. See? It's good to learn something new every day.
There you go.
And speaking of learning something new, we have Chris Street with us here this morning. Chris Street.
Welcome, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome aboard. Chris was one of the people who was from Southern California, has worked businesses down there, and I think everybody knows, you know, the past thing, you know, lawsuits, more lawsuits.
Chris was the final candidate when you won.
Because your lawyer was incompetent. I don't even know what to do about those things. But then you were a candidate. But then you moved up here to Reading.
Well, that's right. My parents got very ill, and, you know, they were in the late 80s. My mother just turned 90, and I came up here. I was commuting back and forth and was just breaking our backs. So my wife and I, you know, in 4 days decided to move here. And, you know, I grew up here as a little kid, but I had no idea of the community other than what I'd see go back and forth. And it was just such a wonderful place, and the people are just so, you know, inviting is the only way I could talk about it. We were really impressed. We're from Newport Beach, and, boy, you don't get that down there.
Newport Beach is it's a nice area down there, too, but it's not like this. I mean,
well, nice is the way, the full package. So I'm pretty impressed with Shasta County.
Good. So why did you apply for the CEO position?
Well, literally, I sort of heard that they had an interim guy and he was going to leave. And so I called up the personnel department and got my name on that little email list that I said I'm interested in the CEO position. They didn't know about it in the personnel department. And then I guess they talked to somebody and said, oh, yeah, there's a consultant. And they hooked me up with the consultant, and that was in January. And, you know, I had a pretty powerful resume. I'd had a lot of experience. I was the guy that exposed the Orange County bankruptcy, and not only exposed it, but then I worked cleaning it up. And then later I was the treasurer of Orange County and sat on a 5-member advisory board to the state treasurer during the financial crisis in 2009 and 2010. So I knew the numbers, and I thought I could be a real asset to this community.
So how did that proceed?
Oh, we were, you know, filed all kinds of information. They went through a process, gave documents, and then there was a set of interviews set up. It was supposed to be confidential, and everybody's supposed to be professional. I understand that the employees on this side and people had signed non-disclosure statements, and, you know, so we could have a really frank, direct talk. And I went into these interviews, obviously, had to be was outside the loop of the consultant and outside the loop of the, you know, really people that were doing the interviews to a great degree. And I came in and I gave real information, and that real information said the county had a severe financial problem because they had very, very low reserves. They had been, you know, somehow decided to be a rural county, which I thought was decided to be a suburban county, which I thought that was disastrous because that meant it was very difficult to get a lot of grants. There's lots of grants for rural. And, you know, I thought I could bring the kind of management change and leadership, you know, to get higher productivity. And so I went to the they had a public committee, and I went through that interview, and I think I won that one. Went into the supervisors committee, and I found out later I got 4 of the supervisors, Chairman Jones, and supervisors Kallstrom, Garmin, and Cry. But I got a whole bunch of pushback and defensiveness from Supervisor Ricketts. And then I went into, for some reason, I had a department head committee, and I laid this information out and showed the numbers, and they were really defensive, if not angry. But I think I just won on the points from the public committee and from the supervisors committee.
Okay, and then the offer was... Then you were offered the position.
Right. I got a call from Sunday night and said they're going to make an offer to you. And I was, you know, and I was told to keep it confidential, and I did. And then Monday morning I got an email.
It wasn't confidential for long.
I'm just saying that. All of a sudden Monday morning I got an email from Joe Cimenti who said, now that our community knows of your interest, this is going to be political, and I must step back. I remember looking at this. I said, wow, is this a warning? What is our community?
Well, now, wait a minute. At this point, what did Joe Cimenti have to do with it?
Nothing. He's just a citizen at this point.
I met him in the process. I went around and tried to
– Oh, okay.
Yeah, I tried to be the kind of guy that, you know – I heard all this politics, and I understand politics. My God, Orange County went bankrupt. So I went around and tried to meet with local people, and I said, I'm an outsider. I think I'm not very likely to win, but, you know, if I do, I'd like to be an asset for everyone, and I'd like to be, you know, I'd like to not be the yeast. I don't want to be the person riling it up. I'd like to be the person that solves it. One of those guys was Joe Cimenti, and I, you know, I appreciated talking to him, and he met with me, and we had a great conversation.
So he was some, he was supportive at that point.
I don't know that he was supportive of me. He was just, he said his concerns, and
I guess the statement of step back was what I was.
Oh, the statement of step back sounded to me like a warning, like something was about to happen.
And he didn't want to be involved with it.
He knew.
I think what he said was he had heard that Mr. Street here was going to be offered the job. And he said, and I think Joe stepped in and said, hey, look, this is going to get political real quick, because he had already heard that he'd been offered the job, and it was supposed to be kept confidential, at least, you know, other things happen.
Okay.
And I think that's what happened. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, it is a local bank, local board of directors, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in town, and 1 in Anderson, the newest one. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened 16 years ago. We bank there. We're happy there. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, or just look around the town. Their name appears everywhere on things being built. Many of the local events and organizations here are being sponsored by Cornerstone Community Bank. It is a community bank. We'll be right back with Chris Street.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hot Cars
and Cool April Nights
is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shine, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Get your discounted pre-sale tickets to the big show at any local Napa Auto Parts stores. Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th. Tons of classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Sponsored in part by Redding Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to sciredding.org. We'll see you there.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. A great place, locally owned, locally run, super selection of jewelry. Trish's and Linda's favorite place to hang out and to buy their jewelry.
Absolutely. It's like a candy store.
Oh, I tell you, they are good people in there. Yes, they are. They have a watch repairman that they're probably the only one here in Northern California. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Street Drive right here in Redding. We're here with Chris Street. Chris Street was a former had been offered the job as the Shasta County CEO. And then had that offer rescinded, and had mentioned, had said that when during his process there that he had found financial problems,
financial problems.
Okay, so after you went through the process, they offered you the job.
Right.
Then there's a background investigation, and then they rescinded the job.
Well, by then I'd been called everything from a pedophile to, you know, a number of issues. I got all these horror stories, but coming back from employees about how the, you know, management department heads had, you know, said just scurrilous things about me. Clearly it was an effort to, you know, at some point, you know, just make me back down and go away. I understand they had a, you know, there's some politics here that's just over the top, but the biggest issue was that I had figured out why you had this reserve problem and what they were obviously so mad about. And when you take a look at the financials, it was clear that the county had approved a transfer to the sheriff of a $10 million loan in the fiscal year ending June 30th. They did this approval, I believe, on June 10th, but then when it went into the financials, it was never disclosed, and in fact, it converted from a transfer to a loan to make it look like the money was still there, because at the start of the new fiscal year, which would be July 1, the county only had 13.5% reserves versus the 25 target, 17 minimum. So, you know, from the get-go, they were down approximately, 54.7 million was the target. They were 29.6, which is down about 25 million. And then I challenged the auditor controller right before I went into the interviews for the CEO position. And she was completely honest, names Nolda Short, and saw my calculations, knew that I had figured out the number. And I asked, is there anything else? Said, well, on July 22nd, there was a loan of $10 million. So you take that out, you end up with $19.6 million. The county's down $35 million from its target for reserves. And when you take a look at the financial condition and the fact that the county was facing a strike, this was a huge issue. And I told this to the department heads. I told this to the community groups. I told this to the supervisors. Once again, four supervisors, the whole community group, were very interested in this and asked probing questions and that I answered. And I got pushback from Supervisor Rickert, and I got pushback from the department heads. If not pushback, just plain angry. So I went by my way, and I was trying to be professional on this, and then boom, all of a sudden I'm getting hammered from all these directions. Obviously everything was leaked. Wasn't leaked for my benefit. I mean, I didn't spread it around, but people were selectively leaking and coming up with all kinds of things that really were scurrilous because they had something to hide.
Well, the NOLA short also presented a financial overview on Tuesday, saying that the county's reserve levels are not unexpected and that the transaction that Mr. Street has concerns about was engaged in openly and does not represent illegal activity. She said they are the goals of 17% to 25% general fund reserve balance has never been achieved since being voted into the county 2019. And while meeting the reserve percentage continues to be important, lacking the reserve funds only becomes concerning when cash flow is low, which is not currently a concern. If you look at our county administrative policy, it says the county shall maintain a budget unit to be held in reserve for cash flow purposes, revenue shortfalls, or unpredictable one-time expenditures.
Well, okay, now let's get into the cash flow, right? How is this county, which has incredibly low reserves, it seems to have very poor delivery system when you look at some of the healthcare issues and clearly the homeless. I mean, there's plenty of money there, but it's not getting to the people. What you find out is that somewhere at some time, the county redesignated itself as a suburban county versus a rural.
Did you know that?
I heard a rumor of that. I did hear a rumor of it. I didn't know that they had actually gone forward with it. And at the time, my thought process was exactly the same. Why in the world would we want to compete for grants and funding and status with those larger counties? I mean, we're a big fish in rural counties.
Oh, Trish, you have no idea.
And in suburban counties, we're a little goldfish. Yeah. We got nothing. I remember thinking, but I didn't follow closely as to the, I didn't realize they'd actually done it.
I ran Medicaid programs for mental health and substance abuse in five states in Puerto Rico, and I won contracts nationally. I'm really a subject matter expert in that, and what I learned is the quality of the delivery system and how to really cover that and make your dollars go. I could have really helped in the effectiveness, but no one in the right mind would take the opportunity to be literally queen of the north because you're the, there are 27 rural counties.
Yeah, we were
and there were 14 suburban and 17 urban. If you would stay rural, you'd be the largest caucus in the rural contingent, 28 counties. You'd be the largest caucus in California. You'd be the largest rural caucus in the United States. You get a ton of grants. You just got to be who you are and appreciate that, but there's a reason they changed.
What was the reason?
Yeah, what was the reason?
Well, obviously, you can see by the money, by converting to be a suburban county, all of a sudden you could push executive pay up as much as 58%. Oh. And,
wow.
Here it is. I mean, so when you look at how you're going to pay for this.
Because that's how they base their salaries, and I used to argue about that. They used to say.
When did this happen? When did we go?
When did you go off the off the?
2007.
Okay, so I'm just telling you.
This happened under this last CEO when they switched from a CAO to a CEO to Pontus.
I still haven't been able. This is all real dicey, and this is why they're attacking me because I know all of those numbers, but that's an inside number. What I do know is the way they've been paying for it is you push. The worker pay, well, first of all, this money that you get, most of it, two-thirds of it, comes from the feds and the state, and that's a grant money with really tight rules. The way they pay, and you get paid according to what community you have. So you're getting money as a rural community, okay? So it's got really tight controls. You know, compensation has to be rural. But the way they seem to be paying for it is they, of the 1,000 employees that are low paid, this is as low as $16 an hour. They're paid very, very low, and there's a very, very abusive work system.
Okay, let's take a break because I want you to give examples of this abusive work system. But let me go back to this one thing. Short said at about $19 million, the county's general fund reserves are lower than she would like to see. But she said, and she made a point of this, because this is one of the things you're saying, is that they did it illegally, that no laws were broken by keeping reserve at that level. And, again, 8.9, just like you say. We've got a $19.6 million reserve. We had $29 million, which is at 13.5. That's a percentage. And then that loan that was done. So
okay.
And that loan was the one from – wasn't that from the government that gave us for the – and they gave us like $29 million or something. They gave us a lot of money for the COVID rebuilding. Wasn't that it?
Right.
And well, then they moved $10 million of that for the into the jail fund. Is that correct?
No, absolutely not. No, this came from general reserves. And let's just say, what is $19 million on a general fund budget of $220 of a full budget of $638. I mean, this is basically 1.2 months cash if something happened. I mean, that is just so tight. That's why you have to have 25% reserve. You got to, at a minimum, have 90 days.
Let me see. Regarding the transfer.
You got it for good accounting practices. Or legally? Is there a legal binding thing?
There's a difference.
Sir. First of all, this is payroll cash survival. Secondly, there are rules in the state of California because things like Orange County went bankrupt.
Right.
So it's under the California Government Code 2908, states very specifically that you can't reduce reserves after a budget's been approved. So there was definitely a budget approved here, but the money wasn't moved until the next fiscal year, until July. So when you take a Polaroid in June, the reserves look fine, right? They're low. They're 13.5%. Really, you would have had trouble with that, but nobody would have really gone crazy. And you would not have got investigation from the state or anybody else. But when you brought it down to 8.9, there's no way your auditor would have signed off on this. They would have given you a qualified financial statement, and it would have been scandal and crisis.
Regarding the $10 million transfer, the board authorized it during budget hearings last summer, not after the budget was approved.
They authorized it, but they didn't transfer it.
That's not what the law says. You cannot reduce reserves after approving a budget. That's the law.
But it was authorized during budget hearings.
It doesn't. That's not the law. I mean, they have these things called laws where, you know, words have meaning.
Okay, so what you're saying is after they authorized it during the budget meetings, they said, okay, we're going to do it. But they didn't do it after it had been signed off and sent in.
Can you do that?
I mean, if I authorize something in my budget, I'm talking with my CPA or whatever. Okay, we're going to do this, but I haven't signed off on the paperwork he gives me. But it's been authorized. But then after the budget has been signed, it's already been authorized. Then I can't move it.
Well, so we're doing our taxes this week.
I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah,
this.
You're doing your taxes this week for 2022, right?
Uh-huh.
So what if you made an expense in 2023 and then you tried to apply it to 2022? That doesn't work. This is the same way. This is to make sure that you can't have an audited financial statement show that remember that $400 million of federal and state money comes to this county based on that audited financial statement, what's called, that is a true and correct presentation under certain accounting codes and also under law. So when you by not making the transfer, it was a transfer that they said they were going to do in 2022, fiscal year ending June 30th, and then transferring it, and it wasn't a transfer, then all of a sudden it became a loan, so they you know, they retouched it up. So when it went into 2023, you know, and they were going to keep it on the balance sheet as a receivable, there's no value for a receivable as a loan as a receivable. Come on, that's like check in the mail. This is real cash for car fires, earthquakes.
So basically what we're saying is that you're saying we're going to get rid of this $10 million. But in order to have a good audit, you're going to audit the books showing that $10 million in there.
Still there.
Is still there. And then you're going to take it out so it doesn't show. It's going to show in next year's audit.
Well, that's right. And we'll put that problem out there some other time, you know.
Yeah.
The real issue is, and then the final audit was not done until January 24th. And the accountants here, Clifton, Larson, and Anders, and Allen, I mean, they're in Roseville. Call them up and just ask them. Did you know about this $10 million that would drop the reserves to 8.9%, a third of target, half of the absolute minimum? They're going to be upset, and they're, okay. Because they're liable.
Okay. We need to take a break here.
Okay.
It's 7:35 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break, and Stones, we'll get to you as soon as the break's over.
Fans to spend an evening busting at the seams with comedian, actor, and writer Nick Swardson, best known for his roles on Reno 911, Grandma's Boy, and his own comedy shows Pretend Time and Typical Rick. Nick Swardson will take you on a journey of smells and laughter. So grab your tickets today. Thursday, May 25th, the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center will be filled with laughter. Tickets start at just $40 plus fees. Visit WindRiver.com for complete details and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could Wiz on a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Watt. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. I'm going down there because we make it rain next week, but for 5 days, I'm going to have a sparkling, clean, waxed truck. Go on over down to Market and Eureka Way. It's right next to Dutch Bros. You'll get a great car wash. They take care of your vehicle. They wipe it off at the end with a big, fluffy, soft, clean towel. And if you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. If you buy 10, you get 3 free. Only at Quick and Clean Car Wash, locally owned, locally run. Good place. We're here with Chris Street, who was offered the job as the county CEO, and then that offer was rescinded. He has come back, and he says the county, which he said he discovered during his interviews with everybody and talking to all the department heads, that the reserves are at 8.9% of what they should be, and the auditor agrees with that. And her argument on that is our cash flow has, you know, really taken care of it. It's like having savings, your own savings, and that your cash flow is coming in, and how much money do you have in reserve. But this morning, you released another broadside at Shasta County. It's been released, you said, this morning, so the media should be getting it now.
Right. I also I released it by sending it to the grand jury, asking for an investigation. And, of course, I'm coming on your show and releasing it. And the importance of this is that I don't believe that Supervisors Jones, Garmin, Kallstrom, or Cry knew about this. I believe that Supervisor Rickards knew all about this and has a lot of secrets. And the bottom line to this, it was an illegal transaction, but that's not what gets you in trouble. It's not the, you know, illegal transaction. It's the cover-up that ends up. This is basically sounding more to me like, you know, a real organized effort. And I want to make really clear how they
now. This is a separate. This is a separate issue we're talking about.
This is part of why the reserve. This is exactly why this reserve issue and this loan was so important to hide.
Well, what you're saying in this is that Shasta County is potentially engaged in an organized two-step scheme, and these are your words, that Stones, let me finish this thought and I'll bring you on, that involves paying sub-market wages and creating abusive working conditions for the lowest paid Shasta County workers. Stones, you're on.
Good morning, real quick. So by the way, these contractors that do government audits, don't know if I'm going to believe their audits, because they make their money on government audits. So if they do a true audit, they're probably not going to get any further business. So any audits, we really have to take with a grain of salt. Chris Street, I think, unfortunately, he's not going to be working for us, but he would have done an excellent job in streamlining the county finances and the department. Gee, I wonder why he got the pushback. And last item. Mr. Street probably is not aware, when the $23 million in COVID funds we got, 90% went into government salaries, benefits, and positions, and only 10% went to the citizenry who were suffering due to the lockdown. Thank you for the time, Carl.
No, and I don't know if that how that works.
Well, Carl, let me sort of play on to that, because we're talking about the money it went into employees. I think the scam here is, or a potential scheme, is two-step. I gave you the first step that, you know, they have this process of, you know, creating an organized, there's an organized effort to essentially have very low pay for workers and really abusive working conditions. I hear about it all the time. But that means that of the 1,000 employees that appear to be paid by the federal government, the state government, grants and such, that there are always 300 vacant. If you take a look at why would they want to not spend the government's money, but by 300 vacant positions, you get $12.3 million. If you do just the bare minimum, saying it's $41,000 for an employee and benefits, And that 300 times, you know, $41,000, that's $12.4 million. That gets upstreamed to executive salaries and maybe other contracts. I don't know exactly where all of it does, but that is, you know, a organized effort, if you look at it from the outside, an organized effort to free cash to be pushed upstream to pay executive compensation. And it's crazy here.
Well, you're saying also in this that what are the abusive conditions that they're working in? I mean, they have unions.
Well, right? And you talk to the unions. I mean,
what are the abusive conditions?
I mean, take a look at the kind of working conditions they have. It's very abusive. It's you're being threatened all the time that you're going to get in trouble and you're going to get fired and your life's going to get ruined. Ask around. I mean, everybody knows it. And I've seen this from government. Sometimes you have bad managers. But you don't have anywhere I've ever seen where you consistently, month after month, year after year, have 300 vacancies. That's a plan. That's a strategy. And that generated at least $12.4 million. Where did that money go? It didn't go into reserves. In fact, your reserves are down to probably the lowest in the state. And if you got caught with those reserves, you could never get an audited financial, and the state and the feds would pull back their cash. So this seems to make sense as a strategy to push it up to executive compensation, and then, you know, do financials that don't show it's there. That's why I referred it to the grand jury, because this is still going on, and I think the attack on me clearly was that I had put this out there. I said I could work this out. But they all knew what work this out meant. We're going to have to cut executive pay and numbers.
Okay, we're going to need to take a break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Are we having fun?
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in a Holiday Market shopping center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 13th at 7:51 in the morning. It's going to be, it looks like, a beautiful day today. And our guest is Chris Street, who had been offered the job of the CEO of Shasta County, then it was rescinded. And he, since then, has been leveling huge questions about our financial management of the county, changes from a rural to suburban, and which he says it was done for, if you follow the money, it goes back to how much they can pay executives. Let's go to the phone. Suzanne, good morning. Hello, Suzanne, you're on. Good morning. Pat, is Suzanne still on? Hello, Suzanne.
Yes.
Okay, you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's wonderful to be on the air.
Yeah.
So I've got some questions about what Mr. Street is saying with regard to there being some sort of conspiracy or cabal or whatever to push funding up into upper management salaries, because there's really a confluence of issues that have brought the vacancy rate within the county to the place where it is. I mean, we are 346 days without a health officer. It has taken us months and months and months to try and get a CEO on board. You know, some salaries have been increased in, like, services, HHSA realm, because so many jobs have been collapsed into single positions because so many mid to upper managers have left. And then, after COVID, people just aren't going back into the workplace the way they used to. They're finding other ways to make money. We sat for 2 years at home and just found other ways to build quality of life. So I don't know that it's really very accurate to say that's a part of, you know, some bad financial scheme.
Can I answer that?
Sure.
Well, I think that just take a look at it. You pay people $16 an hour. I understand that a lot of people work in government. You know, they have it in their heart. You know, these kids a lot of times come from Shasta College. I mean, they can work for Taco Bell for $20. You pay them $16. You put them into training, you know, for 60 days. Two-thirds of them quit because it's very abusive. You're going to get in trouble. You're very liable for this. I mean, you try to get employees to work for you, and then you try to keep them, and you try to make a good environment. I believe this is a strategy, and I don't care that you don't have a health officer. I don't care some of these other issues. I care that you have the worker that does the work. The health officer would be great. At least you can get a consultant part-time. This is not about high salaries and big names. This is about money that comes from the federal and state government. You're supposed to deliver it. Very clearly, you're not delivering the services you're getting paid for. I'm going to ask a question at the end of this. what are the other secrets known, you know, here that people in the county have about this money? Because you know it's not that they paid the workers the money. You should have your reserves going up tremendously. they're going down tremendously.
Okay, Suzanne, thank you very much for the phone call. We have other people lined up, and we're running out of time here, but thank you so much for the phone call.
All right.
Mary, good morning. Mary, you're on. Hello, Mary.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
I'm on?
You're on. You're live. This is Carl.
Hi, Carl. Question for Chris. In listening to this, number one, did all of the supervisors know what you're saying to all of us? I assume that they would.
Not at all. And I can tell you, they didn't know. I mean, this is...
Why wouldn't you have brought that to their attention before they...
You told them during
I told them before you told them. Right, they didn't know it before I had the interview, and I showed that the reserves were low. I mentioned that, you know, it was a disaster being a suburban county. We need to be changed to a rural. This is what I do. And I discussed clearly how to, you know, repair the county's financials and how to get higher productivity, how to be, you know, a wise steward, and how absolutely desperate it was to get these reserves up. They knew that. They didn't know this other issue associated with, you know, compliance with the contracts and the fact that you only have, you're paid by the federal and state, mostly paid by the federal and state for 1,000 workers doing administrative and service type issues, and you constantly have 700. That's a strategy, not, you know, a bad, you know, employment availability market. They're recruiting lots of people. They all, 2/3 quit, and, you know, that turns out to be a good strategy because it frees up a ton of cash that's upstream. But they've been so rapacious in spending on executives, but you now not only move this money upstream, you've overspent that, and now you're in a crisis.
So basically, if you hired the 300 people that you haven't hired,
they go bankrupt.
How did you come to know this information?
Well, I was involved in. I'm the guy that exposed Bob Citron in the Orange County bankruptcy. Led the bankruptcy. I'm a real financial expert. I've testified in Congress at the Financial Services Committee in front of Barney Frank and others. So this is what I do, and I do well. I would have come here and quietly cleaned it all up, but I would have cleaned it up, and that was the risk. So I was going to go after those ludicrous salaries because this is a rural county getting rural funding, paying suburban wages to executives.
But the one thing, and Mary, we've got to run. We've only got 2 minutes left, and he says he has a big statement here. We'll have Chris back on.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling. But the current, you know, the reserves at 8.9, I mean, that's out there. That's public. Right.
That's they have 4 weeks of reserves.
Yeah, okay, but that's public. Anybody that wants to look at it.
It's not public.
Oh,
it's only public because I made it public, and I gave it. I gave it to the supervisors in public session in my 3 minutes on Tuesday. Now I'm coming in your show to describe 3 minutes. I couldn't have gone through this.
Yeah.
Now I'm coming to describe what the issue is, and I also want Supervisor Rickards. She knows a deep, dark secret that was probably the reason that they changed this transaction to make it look like, you know, a loan instead of a transfer. There's something else huge that Ms. Rickard has to face up to, and she knows this from being on the Mental Health and Alcohol and Drug Advisory Board. So she has a secret that I know none of the other supervisors know about, and is going to rock this county. I mean, as far as I'm concerned,
what's the secret?
I'm going to let her do that herself. You know, I think that if she doesn't fess up to it, you know, she'll resign in weeks.
Mm. That's a pretty heavy allegation you just.
Well, think of the way they treated me. You know, I mean, they tried to make. I mean, didn't they realize that I sat on Homeland Security Region 1? You couldn't hurt me. I mean, there'd be black helicopters, so they had to go, you know, they tried to slime my wife and family. I mean, and this county will be so great after, you know, they get this straightened out, because this is continuing to go on, and there's a lot of people that benefit from it. Excuse me, there are very few people that benefit from it, and a lot of people being hurt.
Okay. We've run out of time here. We'll have Chris back, but I'm also going to invite on, of course, members of Shasta County, auditor and other people to come back and address these issues. I mean, they're out there now. They need to address these and address them in public for an hour.
I think that's true, because there's certainly some information here that we need both sides of. I want to make something clear, because I was on that board for a long time.
Yeah.
And a lot of this stuff that's there now happened since I got off. A lot of changes made, going from a CAO to a CEO, the rural to the suburban. A lot of stuff there. So
okay.
We need to do more with this.
All right. We got a break for the news, and then we come back. Simpson University joins us. But Chris will be back, along with, as I hope, Shasta County. I'm offering this up to
anyone who'd like to come up and talk about these issues.
I'm going to offer up to department heads, especially the auditor, and have her come in and say, well, this is what we believe. Okay. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
There are no clear answers on how many documents were leaked. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republicans say a new app is just one more way the Biden administration is actively encouraging illegal immigration.
President Biden's Department of Homeland Security will release as many as 30,000 illegal immigrants into the U.S. each month using a mobile app. Illegal immigrants will be allowed to schedule appointments at the southern border ahead of their arrival at any of 8 ports of entry. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A federal appeals court is restoring, at least for now, access to the abortion pill mifepristone, albeit with some added restrictions. Among other things, the drug may not be dispensed by mail. The court also narrowed the window of time during which a pregnant woman can take the drug. Torrential rains have unleashed flash flooding across parts of South Florida, Fort Lauderdale especially hard hit. Many streets turned into rivers, flooding causing a lot of roads to be closed. On Wall Street right now, stocks are in positive territory, with the Dow up 128 points, the Nasdaq ahead 154 points. More details at srnnews.com.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances, and I feel bad because I shouldn't be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Human rights groups say Iran executed a lot more people last year amid nationwide anti-government protests.
The Norway-based group Iran Human Rights and Paris-based Together Against the Death Penalty, who compiled the figures, say the big increase in executions was aimed at intimidating the population as nationwide protests raged. They claim international attention on the fate of demonstrators led the regime to hang mostly drug offenders and others instead, the intention being to spread fear among protesters, many of whom face charges that carry the death penalty. Ethnicity was also a factor. 30% of the nearly 600 people hanged were from the country's Baluch minority.
The BBC's Mike Thompson. Doctors caring for former Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi report a constant improvement in his condition. He receives treatment for a lung infection and apparent kidney problems caused by chronic leukemia. News and analysis, townhall.com. If you're struggling with crushing medical debt, you're not alone, and the government is taking notice.
Lawmakers in over a dozen states and the U.S. Congress are tackling medical debt, which has become a leading cause of personal bankruptcy. The Kaiser Family Foundation reports an estimated 100 million Americans have amassed nearly $200 billion in collective medical debt, almost the size of Greece's economy. The financial burden has pushed millions of Americans into financial uncertainty. The flurry of bills in states including Colorado, New York, and Florida would create medical debt relief programs, protect certain personal property from collections, lower interest rates, or keep medical debt from tanking credit scores. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Delta Airlines reporting a $363 million loss for the first quarter because of much higher spending on labor and fuel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We just took the fire extinguishers and cooled the place down a little bit. welcome to the show. Today's the 13th of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. A Rocky fan. She was born in Philadelphia, and I think she's faking the Ukrainian accent. And of course, if it's Thursday, Trish Clark is with me.
And good morning. It's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. It's going to be sunny with a high near 67 today. A little bit of wind up to 20 miles an hour, kind of winding down tonight, a low of 43, but it's going to be clear. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 70. Wind lessening, but still around, mostly clear Friday night with a low of 47. Nice weekend coming up. Saturday, it's going to be sunny with a high near 71. And a low of 48, and on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Sunday night, a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 47. And on Monday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 62. And on Monday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 11 p.m., but mostly cloudy. And kind of off and on showers for the rest of the week. And if we get some rain down in the valley, we'll probably get some snow up in the hills, and so that'll be something too. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. We give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Veteran-owned business, too. I just saw Chuck Kenny.
Yeah.
He's doing great.
Great people. Love him down in Anderson. Gosh. Yeah, all those Anderson businesses.
You know what? He gives a lot, too. I told him about that that Cottonwood couple that had been flooded out, and then all their stuff stolen.
Oh, yeah.
They're 78 years old.
Awful.
And, I wonder what is the, is a representative doing anything? I mean, there's furniture out there. I'm sure that people would be more than happy. You know, they're getting rid of furniture to donate it and dishes.
You know, it's insult to injury. They get
that's
flooded
the worst
out before
part.
They can get their stuff out, what little is left even. And at that point, you're talking about sentimental value things for a family. And broken into, not once, but twice.
Yeah.
And just completely ransacked, before they could do anything. Oh, sad.
Terrible.
Sad.
Terrible. It makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. No, okay, I'm not even going to go there. The vigilante word was getting ready to come out of my mouth.
I know.
Hey, Cottonwood, where's your militia? I mean, you're famous for your militia. Where were you? Not that they're vigilantes, but it's the militia. Hey, but now
and they do. I'm just going to say
they do.
They do a lot of good work down there in that community, and
no doubt.
Yeah, I. No issues with the militia in Cottonwood.
And for all the people a little bit upset that we didn't keep Chris Creed on for 3.5-4 hours, is that Chris is going to come back. Also, as I said, I'm offering an hour to the auditor, an hour to the chairman of the Board of Supervisors.
Anybody else in the county
that's out there that in the decision-making process, come in. I mean, these are some serious allegations, and that's what they are right now, is allegations or different ways of looking at things. But we're here with Simpson University. Good morning. We're here with Professor and Dr. Dan Sloan and Norm Slauson. Slosted. Slosted.
Okay.
That's okay. I didn't trust what I wrote down, Norm. I'm sorry.
Not a
and
problem.
I went, Slosted. Anyway,
you go.
Okay.
You got
good
it.
Morning. Dr. Song, you are the business, you're the MAOL director, which I have no idea what that is.
Well, I'm the director of the Masters of Organizational Leadership.
Okay.
The business chair in the new MBA program.
I'm going to probably have to probably take that course.
No, I can.
Because I'm clearly being overrun here after 14 years. Tell us, this is a new course.
Yeah. Could I let Norm start?
Oh, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, sure. That'd be fine.
Yeah. Okay, tell us a little bit about you, Norm.
Yeah, sure. Norm Slosted, and I serve in two capacities. One, I'm the director of spiritual formation on campus at Simpson University. So I'm responsible for our chapel services, our small groups, et cetera. And then I also serve as the director of Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA, which is a worldwide sports ministry. And I'm responsible for nurturing and supporting ministries here in the California North State, so the 15 most northern counties. And I'm here this morning just to share about an upcoming event that Simpson and FCA are hosting next Saturday, not this Saturday, but the 22nd, at Simpson University called Night of Champions. And it's basically a evening youth, young adult rally. We're targeting 7th grade through college age students. So we're encouraging coaches, athletes, parents, teachers to encourage their students to come. So to this event, we're really focused on trying to instill and inspire students in the area of excellence, to give them hope, and to increase their faith. And so it's going to be a great event. Two of our featured guests are one, Kelly Clark. She's a five-time Olympic snowboarder, and she actually won the gold medal at age 18. Two of the other Olympic showings, she came out with the bronze medal. So she's coming to share. And then we have Otis Amy, who is a colleague of mine in FCA. He directs down in the Sacramento area, and he's a former NFL 49er, and he's coming to share as well. So they're going to come and talk about how they integrate sports and faith and to be an encouragement and inspiration to young people that attend the event.
Oh, this is a big event. A five-time Olympic champion coming here.
Absolutely.
And so what happens during your Night of Champions?
Yeah. The program starts at 7, but prior to that, we actually have a tailgate event out front in the parking lot of the gymnasium is where the event's going to happen. And this is completely free. The university has found funds, FCA has found funds, but we've also solicited some underwriters from the area that have helped help pay for the event. So admission is free. The tailgate event and check-in starts at 5, and there'll be a free barbecue. There'll be games and music going on in the parking lot. And then the doors open at 6:30. And so the students will come in for the event at that time. And then at 7, the program will start.
Don't forget T-shirts.
That's right. Free T-shirts is included.
We have bling bags.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
And so we're really excited. Actually, Matt Webb, who's the owner of Premier Oil Change and Car Wash, has completely underwritten all the free T-shirts for that night.
Wow.
So we're excited to have him sponsoring the event.
We have such a giving community.
You know,
we really do.
People don't realize, but he also donated a big sum to One Safe Place. And people don't know about it, but it was you know, in the thousands that he did to, and then he bought something and never collected it.
Mm.
So he was doing it out of the goodness of his heart.
Yeah, there, he's the chair of my board on FCA, and so I really enjoy working with Matt, and he's a very gracious.
They've advertised on our station for several years, and they are some quality people over there.
Yeah.
Now, this is for students 12. and up, right?
Approximately 12 years of age, which we figure is about 7th grade. So 7th grade up through the college-age students.
And their parents.
Our own students are coming, and obviously their families that come with them, or their youth pastor, or their coach, or whoever's coming along with them, or if they're coming, if they're older and coming on their own as well. So, yes.
Okay, and you can register online.
Yeah, you can register online. We know it's not required to in order to attend, but it obviously gives us a good heads up that, you know, how many we might be having. So you can register online at simpsonu.edu/Night of Champions.
Okay.
And they're going to have a lot of gifts and drawings. You get some tickets when you
come
in.
Yeah, when you check in, you get a drawing ticket free of charge. And we'll be giving away – actually, Kelly is donating a couple of her own personal snowboards.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to be giving away snowboards actually ridden and owned by an Olympic snowboarder. And then we also have an electric bike we're giving away. Kelly's written a book that we're going to be giving away copies of the books. So there'll be prizes, fun, great music. Our new head football coach, you probably met him. You might have been in
He's been here a couple of times.
Yeah, Sean Daniel. He's going to be actually sharing a little TED Talk on excellence and God's call for us to be excellent in all that we do. And then Melissa Howe, our coordinator of worship at on campus, is putting together a band that's going to be playing for the evening. So it's going to be exciting, high energy, lots of fun. Our students will be volunteering for the event. Our student leaders will be emceeing the event. So we're really excited. It's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of fun. So the biggest thing I tell folks is, you know, there's so much negativity in the world and so much that our students, young people face today. You know, research suggests that at least 80% of the thoughts that go through their mind are negative. 95% of those are repetitive. So to have an opportunity to come to an event that's positive, uplifting, wholesome, there aren't too many of those around. And so we really think this is a great opportunity for parents, coaches, teachers to bring young people and encourage their young adults to come out to this event.
Okay.
All right. Sounds like a great opportunity for all the kids out there to be exposed, if nothing else, and a day of a lot of fun and a chance to win some really good stuff.
Thank you.
We're going to have to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof there. That's right. She's got two separate divisions, financial management and insurance. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans, 401s, your insurance, with all the strange changes they're making in our state and the feds, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. That's right, free review and evaluation at 530-221-0441. Judy Maxwell has been helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. And we have insurance with Judy, and she treats all of her customers as friends. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years,
I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and shakes can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Thule. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Reading, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Reading chapter of the Safari Club International, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to scireading.org. We'll see you there.
For a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Age. They have a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program they've just started. This no-cost program to the people that are selected for this. Whole mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by our older adults and persons with disabilities. This program might be able to help. They put up handrails and help people stay in their homes longer, essentially. Call PSA2 Area on Agency on Aging at 530-842-1687. We're here with Dr. Dan Sloan from Simpson University, who is in charge of a new program over there.
Yeah, I'm so happy that Norm was here to kind of give you an update on what we're doing in our Christian fellowship. And, it's a big part of what we do at Simpson University. That's our number one thing. And the Gateway to World Service is our motto. So we just absolutely love what we do there, and we all wear a lot of different hats. So for me, I'm the director of the MBA program and also the Masters of Organizational Leadership, and we're kind of what we've done is dovetailed the two together, kind of merging them so that we're going to have an MBA in leadership, the emphasis in leadership. Gives more of the business acumen and more of the business application, it'll be a very highly desired program for most people. We've almost got a full cohort now, just a couple of people away, and we haven't even started. Tomorrow's the kickoff. So, I'm so pleased to be here today to talk about it. I'm a business professor and been there for a couple of years now, and have recently taken on the position of the chair of the department as well. So. Lots happening.
So what does this entail, this program?
Well, what we had in the past was something that we felt would work really well, and it really has. The Masters of Organizational Leadership prepared people for positions in leadership in the local community as well as within organizations, institutions. A lot of it was focused predominantly on organizations or institutions like our Christian heritage that we've had. Mm-hmm. And we felt that there's a big need, not just for nonprofits or NGOs or organizations, government, public, you know, type of atmosphere, but also for other more profitable entrepreneurial endeavors as well. And so we've kind of taken this on, and it's an opportunity for people who want to move up within their organization or learn the skills. I call them suitcase skills, to where you learn how to manage an organization at a more of an executive level. And once you can gain the knowledge, the networking, and the skills in that, you can move from one type of organization to another. And we commonly see that. You know, when you're watching television, you see the new CEO of a large publicly traded corporation that's selling cereal one day, and he's now the new, or she is now the new executive officer for an automobile company or a tech company. Or they can move around because they have those skill sets that are so necessary at a very high level.
So basically they have a financial background, a business, so that they have an understanding of how a business functions, but then it laid over with a whole lot of ability to organize people,
right,
which is a whole nother skill set.
Yeah, and that's a critically important part of being an entrepreneur. And what we found, if you look at the statistics, people initially when they start a company like Startup Reading, they may go to that and think, gosh, you know, one of these days I want to be in the land of opportunity. Right? America. So I want to start my own business, quit my job, and be the owner and the operator, and which is great. I've done that myself.
Yes,
so, yeah, I was a Simpson student myself many years ago, and I left college at 23, bought my first company, and I went back at 26 and tried to learn all the stuff I didn't know. I learned the hard way.
Because, yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff out there that I don't know anything about that. Oh, that's part of what I'm doing?
Yeah. Accounting, what's that?
Yeah.
You know, finance and management.
Ooh, advertising. Oh, I got to...
Yeah. Yeah, marketing,
that old thing. Yeah.
HR,
yeah.
And then the legal environment is just crazy. So you
what
have.
What do you mean I legally can't do that?
Yeah, I can't advertise that. So yeah, there's all this stuff that you don't know, and what we find that those people that are entrepreneurs will reach a certain point to where they go through their fundraising, and they sell shares of stock. You know, they'll incorporate, you know, to get that corporate shield. Even if you're a small business, it's nice mm-hmm. to have that because then you're protected and you have certain issues that are beneficial, tax and other things. Depending on the type of corporation and that sort of thing. But you reach a certain level and you can either be rich or you can be king. Okay? Meaning that it's actually a study I'm quoting from Harvard. I've also got a certificate, graduate certificate from Harvard. Done some really interesting things in my own education. But we look at If you're starting your business and you're growing your business, you run out of capital. You can't fund it. You don't have enough credit cards, right?
Right.
And parents can't come up with that kind of money, friends and relatives and mm-hmm. bank loans and all the other stuff that you just don't have enough funding to do it. So people go out and they bring in a partner, and that partner will generally buy half the shares or some of the shares of stock. And then you keep selling more and more as you grow. You hit certain points, and those pinch points are critical to get more capital to continue in capitalism. That's what our country's all about, is gathering up capital so that we can create these great organizations and companies. But at some point,
did everybody get rich?
Yeah. Well, at some point, they lose control because they have less than 50%.
Yep.
So if they don't have proxies, they don't have voting shares and other things, you know, that are really interesting part of what we teach is how to do that, the funding part, entrepreneurial funding, they can be voted out by their board.
So and that's, we've seen that happen.
That, exactly.
We've seen that happen in several big businesses.
Yes.
Yeah.
That a person started the business, made it into a success, wanted to expand, so he brought in partners, and the first thing you know is they get fired as a CEO. And it's like, but it's my company, not anymore.
Yeah. Well, you
I
sold
mean, you're
it.
Still going to make all this money, but guess what? You don't have anything to say anymore about it. Wow.
Yeah, Elon Musk is a good example.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. PayPal. He went off to South Africa, and while he was there, the board met, and he was let go. And because of that, he had over $100 million, and that's what he used to fund his next entrepreneurial endeavors, you know, with Tesla and SpaceX and the Boring Company and the Solar City and all those. But what happens, what we found is that only about 25% of the people that go into the entrepreneurial endeavor are actually the CEO when it goes public. So when it goes to an initial public offering, there's only about 25% chance because they lack those skill sets.
To take it all the way without losing control.
There's a big difference between your garage and starting a business in the boardroom.
How many examples have we got of that as we look at major, major things businesses started that lost control of it?
So you can either be rich and have the money, or you can be the king and maybe not have all the money and grow your business small or slowly. And I like to use In-N-Out Burger as an example as well. Because if you compare the number of stores with McDonald's, McDonald's has like 40,000 stores. And In-N-Out, it's growing recently, but it's privately owned. It's not public. So they've got probably 500 to 700 stores. I haven't looked at it recently. But they started about the same time, 1940s, 1950s.
Yeah.
And just a completely different model or structure.
And still in control and privately owned.
Oh, yeah. But the daughter.
Yeah,
owns that company.
Yeah, good quality, highly thought of, and very competitive with McDonald's. You think of the two as being similar. Their color schemes are similar, and the food, it's different.
They have a reputation. I thought for a long time when they first came up there on Dana Drive that they must hire those cars because no matter what time of day you go by, there's a line.
10 o'clock on a Thursday night. Linda had, or Tuesday night, Linda had sung at an event, and our tradition is slight, because she won't eat during the event or before.
Yeah.
We slide by In-N-Out to get a burger. That night, it was only three cars. I was behind three cars.
Oh, wow.
But while I was waiting to get through those three cars, it just backed up behind me. Yeah. And so
I swore they hired cars. 9:50, I just couldn't believe
at 9:50 on a Tuesday night, you might not have to wait in line.
Wait anyway. Till cool April nights.
Okay, we have to take a quick break. And I've got three tickets for a free tri-tip drive-through lunch next Thursday. Over at KIXE, and the only thing you have to do is call 605-4567, and you get all three tickets. So that's three lunches that you'll get for free. You just have to drive through. They've already got them boxed and everything. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Come to Wind River Resort and Casino and treat the mothers in your life to our Event Center Mother's Day Brunch inside the Event Center on Sunday, May 14th, beginning at 9 a.m. with seatings every 2 hours. Our buffet will include a prime rib carving station with steamer clams and crab with a variety of sides and desserts. Reservations highly suggested. For reservations or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Hot cars
and cool April nights
is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shines, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Get your discounted pre-sale tickets to the big show at any local Napa Auto Parts stores. Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th. Tons of classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com. Sponsored in part by Redding Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
You make the time shine brighter than Dollar's day. Turn the bright spark into a flame. Yeah, yeah. My beats per minute ever been the same. Cause you're my lady, I'm your fool. It makes me crazy when you act so cool. Come on, baby, let's not fight. We'll go dancing. Everything will be alright. Wake me up before you go.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives the best haircuts, in my opinion, in town. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only at two, and you give them a call at 530-244-9478. And it works on your schedule that way. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Okay, our guest is Dr. Dan Sloan, who is heading up the new Masters of Business Administration, and he just gave some great examples of how people grow their businesses sometimes too fast, and then they lose control of that business. I know of another company that has grown nationwide, but still through an investment agency, and but still controls the business. So that was for at least as long as they want to, I think. So what are the things when we start talking business? I mean, Simpson was famous for their nursing program, their education program, but is branched out in so many different. I mean, it used to be liberal arts, but now it's getting into harder sciences.
Yeah, we have great STEM programs, and part of the business program we have computer information systems (CIS) and just put in a new lab. We've got a great PC lab. There, and computer information systems deals with things like cybersecurity, business analytics, more of the sciences than we've dealt with in the past. We've got a digital media degree, so you're able to get an emphasis in digital media and engineering, which you probably have heard about.
Yeah, the engineering is, how long has that been there? A couple of years?
It takes a while to get a program like that moving. So it started off a couple of years ago, along with the other STEM programs. All three of them kind of started at the same time. But it's a matter of trying to establish the program through WASC, which is our accreditation, our accreditor. And they will determine whether we have a substantial amount of academics and the programs are good enough to certify and accredit. So it took a little bit of time to make sure we had all that together. Had to hire a PhD in engineering to put all that together, and it got all that done last year. Got it approved. Really exciting stuff, and have made real good headway on that. We've got quite a few students now in that program. The same thing with digital media. Have an awesome professor there, Molly Rupert, and she's heading that up to some amazing stuff with the Mac PCs or Macs, and the PCs are on the. On the CIS side, and they have a CIS program over at Shasta College. Generally, they'll go
coding.
Yeah, some coding. There's some coding involved, and it's a cross section of several different things when you're earning a CIS degree. It means you're computer information systems. It means you're doing more than just coding. You also have to look at the structure of the network, Internet of Things, cloud computing. There's a various parts of that program. Cybersecurity obviously is a big one. And how do we bring people into a job environment in Reading or in, I'm sure you guys have your IT people here they become essential to your business.
Almost anything you do now, at
exactly.
some point you've got to be able to do that. And right. if you can't, you've got to be able to hire somebody to.
Yeah, so it's a big issue for any business, and especially after COVID hit, you know. So that was a big thing. But we've taken those things that we've in the past didn't do much of and have gotten into them because that's where our students needed to have an additional resource available to them. We have a lot of student athletes. If you remember, we also have a new football program.
Yes.
And that looks like it's doing really, really well. We're going to have a large cohort of them coming in, and many of those are going to be business students. And they come with their eclectic views on life and what they want to do with their career when they leave. And we're a private Christian university, so we teach them the things that Norm was here talking about earlier, about faith and being accountable and holding a job and God, family, and country, and all the values.
And a business degree for a lot of our students, that young people that really haven't decided exactly where they want to go mm-hmm. Down the line. That getting a business, I have a grandson who's 20 years old, and he's into a lot of things. He's cattle cutting for one, but he's in college and trying to figure out. Still doesn't know exactly where he's going. But he's going to go ahead and go into the business course now because that he says I can go a lot of different directions yeah. with that degree.
That's what I was talking about earlier, those suitcase skills. So when you have the knowledge of how to manage HR, IT, you know, the legal and funding issues, finance, and there's just you wear a lot of hats when mm-hmm. you're in business, mm-hmm. and you don't have to know everything.
Just
you can't
know where to get it.
You can't.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I speak about that at the university. We have our president, Norm Hall. He doesn't have the ability, and no one would, to know everything about, you know, we have PhDs that work there whose terminal degrees are very specific, chemistry, biology, nursing, you know, in very specific areas. And he's managing people to have vast more knowledge than he. So as a manager of an organizer of resources, you have to know how to manage that.
And how to get the information you need to do your job yeah. from all those different
how to people. Collect all the financial resources, human resources, the buildings and infrastructure and make all that work in a way that's sustainable. And sustainable means many things in today's, you know, environment, natural environment being one of them, and also sustainable or viable as a business entity. So there's a lot to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just amazing to watch what Simpson has done, and since Dr. Norm Hall has come aboard.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, accreditation back. I was at a dinner party the other night, and somebody said, "Well, you know, they're the worst." Blah blah. I said, "Where did you get your information from?" And they said, "Well, you know, from something from years ago." And I said, "Well, they do have their accreditation. They are one of the very few Christian universities whose enrollment is expanded. They have this many people. It's expanding all the time. They've been able to start athletic programs, and then just look at what football this year. It's people have old Simpson you know, ideas and not seeing what the new Simpson is and without looking at it, you know.
Well, and every time that the Simpson is on, whatever branch, and I always appreciate learning things new. But I always want to comment that we still have people in Shasta County who are unaware that we have a four-year university. Right. They always say, we need a four-year university. I always say, you have one.
Yeah.
You have one of the best, and it's mm-hmm. been here for 30 years.
Yeah, I am a graduate of Simpson University, so 1994, began in 92, right after it opened here in 89.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as I said earlier, I actually dropped out of university originally and then came back. Most of our professors are like myself. We're seasoned. We've been in business. We've done or been nurses, doctors, or in other fields of their profession. Most of us have lived abroad, have traveled internationally, and I've spoken about that before, about some of the things I've done. So we're able to bring back these incredible experiences. My colleagues are so talented that you wouldn't find in a rural community like this normally. And that just enriches the experience, culture, and the, just all of the things that you don't find normally in a small community.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're with Dr. Dan Sloan, heads up the MBA program at Simpson University. And as he says, I've known Dr. Sloan for a while, is the amount of experience and that the Simpson faculty has is they're well-traveled. There's many of them are doctors or professors, PhDs, as Dr. Sloan is. And it ain't your daddy Simpson. Let me just put it that way, okay? University. Hey, visit NorCal Tractor and Equipment in Anderson for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, backhoes, you name it, they have it. Small to very large. All of there. You do it all. They do it local. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. Give them a call at 530-221-6800. Nice couple. Young couple runs that, and they're doing well, and they provide great service. We'll be right back.
Pretty woman, won't you pardon me? Pretty woman, I couldn't help but see. Pretty woman,
as a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now. Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in my here in the studios, not
got
my
a little
studios,
bit of exercise
the
here.
Studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, four out of five stars. In categories including heart attack care, emergency care, lack of surgical complications. I'd really like to see that, you know.
You come home in 2 days and you're good as gold.
Yeah.
None of this recovery from surgery.
Yeah, Shasta Regional Medical Center, because they have new techniques that where they used to have to open your chest up. They now can run the TAVR, valve replacement through an artery, and you go home the next day.
I have a friend who just recently had that surgery at Shasta Regional.
Woo. Okay. We're here with Dr. Dan. Oh, before we get back to Dan, I know people that some, you know, that y'all wanted to hear Chris Street go on and on. And if things had been scheduled differently, maybe we would have. But he'll be back on again. Don't worry. Dropped a bombshell at the end, and that's what he wanted to do. He didn't want to talk about it. And so, but we'll have him back next week to see. Plus, of course, Shasta County needs a chance to come in and say, well, that's what he thinks, but this is what we think type of thing. And then you make up your mind. We don't take sides on these things, but we do want to get the information out.
And before we go on with the stuff about Simpson College, or Simpson University, I really want Dan to speak about his other hat, just briefly, as Shasta County Republican Central Committee.
Well, I'm the chair. I've had the position here for just a couple months. Took on the mantle there right before the convention down in Sacramento, which was a fantastic opportunity to go down and learn a great deal about delegate voting. And Kevin McCarthy was there, and Doug LaMalfa and the Dallies and all of our local politicians, and we just had an amazing time. Steve Hilton on Fox News, he was there, and just it was great. But I took over the position and learned a great deal. I've been involved in politics to some degree, not as a politician, but like a lot of people, business owners. Mm-hmm. And part of being in business in the MBA program, it dovetails into that. So. My involvement in these things is to try to find ways to reduce taxes, and create a more streamlined government, less regulation, and all those things that we as business people want.
You know, Dan, or Dr. Sloan, Dan.
Dan.
You're an this is your business, is business. Right. I mean, this is your expertise, is business. What's happening in California? I mean, you read both sides that, hey, we're just doing great. And, but yet all these businesses continue to move out of California. And for the first time, we lost a congressional seat. Are we headed down a path here that's irreversible in California?
You know, unfortunately, I was just pulling up on my phone a guy named John Dennis. He's the San Francisco GOP chair. He has the same equivalent position I do here in Shasta County.
Must be lonely there.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we are so lucky in terms of my party and the party I affiliate with. We've got 65% of the vote here in Shasta County, and he's got 7. And near his house is where one of the recent newsworthy, you know, unfortunate.
And that guy was killed?
One was killed, the Cash App founder.
And as they pointed out, that this was one of the best sections of San Francisco.
Right.
Where they don't have problems.
And you think about Nancy Pelosi. And then they had another beating with a pipe, if you saw that. The drug, alcohol, robbery, carjacking, you name it, just horrible.
Well, the supervisor from the Mission District, who was the lead in
defunding the police.
Defunding the police. Yeah. Is now in their face. I need police officers. I need police officers, and they're consistently telling her we have no police officers for the Mission District. Yeah. She now has the number one crime center in the county.
Yeah.
What did she expect? So she took away all the
time. Is California going down the pipes?
Well,
is it irreversible?
Have they flushed it yet?
Have they flushed it yet? I come from I would say no, but. In other areas of my life, as well as a business person, you get involved in these things because you care about the community, you care about your business, your employees. Otherwise, you go out of business, and that's what's happening in San Francisco. Businesses are leaving. You hear about them every day. They're closing up because they
World Foods, their flagship store, been there a year, closed down.
Can't deal with it. Yeah. Can't deal with the.
So what's what's the solution? Is there a solution? I mean, we're spending billions of dollars. It's something like $57,000 for every homeless person in San Francisco.
Right. Well, I also have another side. I'm the treasurer. I'm on the board at the Mission, the Good News Rescue Mission.
Uh-huh.
And I have a very big heart for those. I have a lot of passion. I believe that we all have things that we can do and have a strong feeling towards them, but we just have a different approach sometimes. And sometimes it's very misguided. So I believe there's misguided policy out there in our state. So it's a matter of changing that. And in order to change that, you need to get people elected to office that can go represent your views. And that's what democracy is all about. Other hat that I wear is with the Department of State. And we've spoken about that before in Aaron's show and your show before.
Yes.
And I've lived in China and Laos and other communist countries, working with them for about a decade. So I have, and my students were the senior staff of like the Lao government, hardcore communists at a very high level. So I understand socialism. I understand communism. And I'm able to, like I said, in the MBA program or at Simpson University and the programs we have for business, I'm able to explain how detrimental it is for a lot of these views where we just want one party. When you have one party, you really don't have one party because with one party becomes one leader and that leader doesn't like competition. So you end up with one person being the leader, not one party.
Well, I heard part of your interview with Aaron on We the People, and I'd love to have you come back on again wearing that hat.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that go into that, though, because in our country, my belief from being on the other side of the world in China with the Chinese, I was there with John Kerry and Jacob Lew, I saw the way the Chinese treat America and unfair business practices. And a lot of the things that we do here, we disobey our own laws. You know, we've got people coming across the border. We've got carjackings. We've got crime galore like we just spoke of. And we have people that are not being held accountable. And when what happens with our competitors, like the Chinese, they're looking at us saying, you don't obey your own laws. Why would we obey them? So it doesn't make sense to them that we're functioning the way that we are.
Yeah.
So it's accountability.
To what you said about electing people who make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
The only person we've elected that's had anything to address those kind of things in forever is Donald Trump. He's the only one that's held Chinese government to any kind of account and have them actually pay in their way.
Okay, on that, we've only got a minute left.
I just had to throw that in.
I was wondering when we were going to sneak it in. I didn't know if it was, I didn't know when it was going to happen, but I knew it was coming. Okay, going back to the NBA,
yeah.
You're getting ready to kick it off tomorrow.
You got it.
But you've already got many people in it already.
Yeah, we've almost got a full cohort already. And the things I'm talking about is one of the courses in the NBA is called Real World Economics. And it deals with these things in ways that the layperson, you don't have to be an economist to understand, mm-hmm. is how does the macroeconomy function so that we can manage our businesses better during times of high inflation, high interest, all the turmoil that's going out there in the world. But, yeah, we're kicking it off tomorrow. We'd love to have as many as we can join us and celebrate this kickoff that we've got by going online and learning more about it.
Okay, and just go to Simpson.
SimpsonU.edu.
Okay, yeah. And is there any phone numbers if they wanted to ask you a question or somebody?
Yeah, let me give the phone number here. You can call the 530-226-4606 or 1-888-9-SIMPSON.
Okay. All right. Well, Dr. Sloan, we're going to have you back again because, like I said, I heard part of your interview with Aaron, and it was fascinating.
I'll be speaking tomorrow night.
At the Republican.
I'm the keynote speaker there.
And how do people get tickets for that?
They can go online to our GOP, ShastaGOP.org.
Okay.
And I would love to see people there. We're almost sold out. We maybe have a couple.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You always are.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Hey, tomorrow we're going to be Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, is going to be joining us. And we'll be talking about not just workers' comp, but other legal issues that are facing people here in Shasta County or maybe even the nation. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out there, and God bless America.
Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.